Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. Amy Regan is joining us, and with her, Yuri Hart on the cello. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, and we're excited to hear all about your journey and hear three songs live from Studio A today and the news about Pretty Little Baby. Your new release came out in March. Well, they're going to start us off with one now, and we'll chat a little bit after this. What's the first song called today?
This is Haven't Changed Yet.
And it's off the latest release.
Yes. To get lost in my mind, and I have a tendency to lose track of the time. Then you all come around me, try to get the devil.
Just fine. If it leaves me a failure in your one-track eye.
no use trying anymore.
Excellent. Amy Regan, live from Studio A. Haven't changed yet, and you can find that off her debut full-length studio release entitled Pretty Little Baby. And Amy, you've been receiving critical praise for your involvement with Beck's Songreader Project. What, did that have to do with the EPs or this latest release before or after the Reader's Project? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I started getting involved in the Songreader Project last December. That's when Beck released his book of sheet music. And for those audience members who don't know much about it, he actually released a book of sheet music that he didn't record at all. So nobody's heard, I think he has performed a little bit, but at the time nobody had heard Beck actually perform these songs. So I was so excited about this project because I grew up studying classical music and learning music from sheet music. So I got together my band and a few other musicians in New York, and we decided to put on a show of the Beck Songreader about 2 weeks after it was released, so, you know, we could show it to everyone in New York and have them hear all these great Beck songs.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I did that. And then in February, I was lucky enough to get some attention from his management, found my videos, and they really liked my interpretations. So they invited me out to LA to be part of a Songreader event where Beck was interviewed, and then they had some artist interpretation. So it was a really wonderful experience.
And he was there at
yeah,
the event?
Yeah, I got to meet him.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, it was great.
It's not so bad, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. And then, so you kind of launched the whole series in New York? Or is
yeah.
it just a one-time event, or are you going to continue to do
Well, I've been incorporating. I had the event in December, but I've still been playing a number of the songs as part of my live shows, and I actually decided to do an EP of the Beck songs because I've really incorporated them as part of my own set. And I think that's part of what he was going for, is that he wanted to release songs that other people could interpret
yeah.
that didn't have a set arrangement already. So I'm putting an EP with a few of the songs, one of which you'll hear today.
Oh, cool. And some people might be familiar. There was a commercial out there, and I don't know if I had seen it yet. The Hertz commercial, and what
mm-hmm.
song was featured on that?
That was Carry On. It was okay. from my EP, And Then There Is This. And yeah, that was a really amazing experience. They featured my song, but they also had me act in it because the storyline was that, you know, I was on my way to a show and then my car breaks down and then Hertz comes and brings
okay,
me a new
yeah.
car. So it's still on YouTube, so you can check it out if you Google Amy Regan and Hertz commercial.
That's R-E-G-A-N. And joined by Yuri Hart. I can't get it out there today for some reason, but on the cello. Some beautiful stuff going on today live from Studio A, and they'll perform tonight. It's a free event at 7 o'clock at Woodlands Tavern. What's this next one you're going to do?
This is Do We Do from the Beck Hansen Songreader.
All right, let's hear it.
Do we ever want to take the low road? Do we ever just want to say we're Yeah. tunes to rain down like a million rotten eggs.
Amy Regan, Do We Do, live from Studio A. I'm going to fit another song in here. So what's after Columbus?
We are on our way to Indianapolis on Wednesday, and we're going to be at the Melody Inn there. Okay. And then we're going to go to Bloomington, and we're doing a WFHB there, and then also the Root Cellar.
Cool. Yeah. So keep them busy and on the road. Well, probably been busy since this release in March, back in early March. Mm-hmm. So congratulations on a great release for you.
And thank you. Thanks so much for having me in.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you, Yuri.
Thank you very much.
As well. And they're going to take us out with one, and then we've got, what's this last one you're going to do?
This is the title track off my record, Pretty Little Baby.
All right. Amy Regan, live from Studio A.
Somebody said not to save your dollar, oh. Somebody said now to save your mind, but none of us gonna save my sorrow. But this pretty little baby in this heart of mine, but this pretty little baby in this heart of mine. Green dollar bills gonna cure your hunger, oh. Green dollar bills gonna buy your time, but none of it now's gonna cure my hollow for this pretty little baby in this heart of mine, for this pretty little baby in this heart of mine, in this heart of mine, in this heart of mine. Gonna save my sorrow.